So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
But you know I do it big. I wear snapback. If I don't wanna drop the wig, Mitchell and Ness, man, you know I got a cop dig. Got a different snapback to match every pair of kicks. First shoe on my chain, now shoe on my hat. I'm turned up in the cut, now she like that. I'm chilling with a dime piece, she like to throw it back. But hold up, baby girl, let me take my snapback. I'm in the cut, feeling turned up. With a dime piece, she gon' show me love. She do what it do, and I do what it does. My baby girl, hold up.
Let me fix my
Bye.
like a bad cat. Picture that trying to break me down, but I'm winning this race. You can't catch me now.
Classic Cuts Barbershop. Classic Cuts Barbershop. 1808 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. Specializing in all types of styles for men, women, and boys. Haircuts, fading, eyebrow arching, design, hair coloring, and razor cuts. Call 305-405-6880. Call 305-405-6880. Classic Cuts.
Advertise your business with Positive Teen Magazine, a Miami-based quarterly beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens ages 13 and 19. Competitive and affordable rates. Full page, 125. Half page, 75. Call 786-271-7266. That's 786-271-7266. Advertise today,
786-271-7266. Think you can try me, don't you? Think you can run your game and slip a couple by me, don't you? I'm not gonna lose my cool. You playing me for a fool. Boy, that's what children do. Guess I was too woman for you. I bet you're thinking about me. Bet you can't live without me. I told you I would make it, but all you did was doubt me. Look at me, I'm a star. Pushing an expensive car. Who do you think you are? You wasn't it without me. Defensive, you kept on telling lies. Couldn't look me in my eyes. I can't believe I cried. All I wanted was attention. Let's make this plain and simple. Don't bother calling no more. Want me to explain it simple? I'm going back to normal. When I was drama free, when I looked out for me, before there was you and me, when I was blind, but I see.
I'm doing better.
Since I left you,
how you
better?
How
never.
If there is something about you, let Save Productions help you become known regionally. Keep the vision alive. Get interviews. Get gigs. Singers, poets, models, actors, writers. Say it fast. There is something about me. Is there something about you? Call 786-567-8556 or go to saveproductions.org. Remember, talent is forever. Above and beyond, that's 786-567-8556. Or go to say, S-A-Y, productions with an S, .org for more info.
Who run the world?
Girls, girls.
Who run the world?
You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio live with Sasha, sponsored by Positive Teen Magazine, a beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by Teen, written and produced by Debbie Johnson Ordain. And now your Positive Teen Magazine's teen host, reporter, Sasha Marina.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Positive Teen Talk Radio. My name is Sasha Marina, reporter, writer, and advice columnist for Positive Teen Magazine, as well as your host for Live with Sasha. So tonight's show is sponsored by Positive Teen Magazine, It's a Glam Thing, Classic Cuts Barbershop, NLTGimages.com, Jazzy Designs Photography, Crown of Beauty Hair Salon, and Kaizen Beauty Academy. Tonight's special guests are President of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic, Dr. Linda Emerson, professional makeup artist, Miss Jessica Andrea, and teen fashionista and CEO of Young Hip Chick, Tweety. We'll be right back after these messages.
Advertise your business with Positive Teen Magazine, a Miami-based quarterly beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens ages 13 and 19, competitive and affordable rates, full page, 125, half page, 75. Call 786-271-7266. That's 786-271-7266. Advertise today, 786-271-7266.
Get glam with It's a Glam Thing at itsaglamthing.com. Our sponsors include Bling Strands Hair Accessories, Skin Color Cosmetics and Skin Care, Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System, Abrioni Skincare, Rada Pro Nail Stations, Jeju Skincare, Hana, and Adovia Mineral Skincare. It's a Glam Thing. Beauty and style from head to toe. It's a glamthing.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Positive Teen Blog Talk Radio. You're on Live with Sasha. My first guest tonight is president of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. She specializes in treating alopecia and hair scalp disorders. Dr. Emerson manufactures her own product line, Dr. Emerson's Therapeutic Essentials, LLC. This national brand of exclusive products addresses alopecia, scalp conditions, and skin conditions. As an educator, she teaches seminars internationally. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Linda Emerson. Hello, Ms. Emerson. How are you?
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good, ma'am. Thank you very much. I think that I read your bio kind of wrong. Did I pronounce it correctly? Alopecia?
Alopecia. That's correct.
Okay. All right. So how about we start out by... asking you, what does that mean? What kind of condition is that?
Okay, alopecia is a very broad umbrella, which means hair loss. It's a medical term for hair loss. So under that umbrella, I actually address over 75 different categories of alopecia. So I take each person on an individual basis.
Okay. So that's pretty much a condition that everybody, that people with hair loss have.
Well, there's several different degrees of severity per individual.
Uh-huh.
Some individuals have very mild conditions, some have a medium, and some have a very severe category. Not everyone has the same type of alopecia or the degree of severity.
Okay, and who suffers from alopecia the most, men or women or children? Do you suggest?
I have a tendency to see more women and children. I do see some males as well, but I have a tendency more women are apt to try to get assistance for that, as well as for their children. In some cases of men, it depends on what condition it is, but some will seek the expertise of a professional. And then some, once they start thinning, they might just cut it off and wear that bald look.
And why do you suppose that it's more common in women?
It just varies. Women are more apt to go and get assistance from a professional. Versus a male, yes.
Okay. So how long have you had your product line, Therapeutic Essentials?
My product line has been out for 5 years nationally. and it has done phenomenal for many consumers around the world.
All right. So 5 years, is it available in many places, or is it a kind of product that we would have to go online to order?
I do have some distributors. However, many consumers do order online, and we ship directly to them.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So what are some of the other scalp conditions and skin disorders that you have treated?
Hair thinning, hair breakage, patchy alopecia. There has been traction alopecia, telogen effluvium. There is fungal infections, bacterial infections, and then there's the dry, oily, flaky scalp conditions, itchy scalp, lesions of the scalp, bacterial infections as well. It just varies, just, again, over 75 different categories.
Okay. I actually have, like, I guess it's a very general question, but people that tend to have, like, not itchy scalp, but you know that little white stuff that comes when you scratch your head, that flaky stuff? Does that tend to be also like a genetic disorder, possibly like if your parents have it and your child comes out with it too? Is that possible, or is it something that you just, get out of time or by using the wrong hair products for your hair or stuff like that?
Well, with the scaling of the scalp, now that varies. Sometimes it can be a genetic trait. Sometimes it can be the onset of other contributors, such as medications. That can also be a contributor. Nutritional deficiencies can be another contributor. So it really varies on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. Okay, so I also hear that you are doing an Appalachia Awareness Cruise competition. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, it's an alopecia essay contest.
Okay.
Now, with the essay contest, I am reaching out to children between the ages of 6 through 18 who are affected with alopecia. So our chosen topic is how alopecia has affected me, and they need to write 300 to 400 words and then submit the essay to us. I do have a panel of judges who will select the winning essay. Now, the deadline is June the 1st. We moved it up previously from July the 1st, and it is June the 1st, and we will notify the winning contestant, and they will win a free cruise for the child and the parent for our upcoming cruise in September.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. And where can they go to submit this essay?
They will need to submit it to me. On my website, we do have a link there where they can submit it to us, which is www.hairandscalpessentials.com. That's www.hairandscalpessentials.com. And also we need a photograph, to be sent along with the essay. So we are really excited, and we're just really trying to assist our youth with, expressing themselves on how they feel about losing, their hair, because this is actually a worldwide epidemic. It's not just local. It is a worldwide.
Okay. And I also see that in 2011 you were acknowledged as one of the top 10 businesses in Dallas. And
yes.
The prestigious Texas Senate Proclamation. From the Senator Royce West. Wow, that was a mouthful. How does that feel?
That feels just amazing. Hard work, it pays off. So I have really been working very, very hard just to educate consumers and professionals. And for that reason, I've been getting a lot of recognition and rewards. And it just feels amazing. I'm just very humbled by those recognitions.
So you are located in Dallas, correct?
Actually, Arlington, Texas. It's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay. So I didn't ask you this before, but that's where your clinic is located, LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic?
Yes, that is
okay.
Correct.
All right. So you are also a writer. Can you tell me some of the magazines that you have written for?
Yes, I have written for Essence Magazine, for Ebony, for Sister to Sister, for Trendsetters to Trendsetters, for Encore HD, for, it's actually a total of over 40 national publications.
Okay, nice. So, but in these magazines, you write about your hair products or about any of the medical terms with like the scalp and skin disorders?
I write about alopecia and scalp disorders.
Okay.
Yes. And then I also incorporate about nutrition, how that affects your health, just a number of different things, mainly within those topics, yes.
All right. And this, I actually have another question. This kind of disorder, the alopecia, what kind of race of woman do you tend to see this more in? Perhaps there's is there like a specific kind of race that you tend to see this kind of disorder in? Or
no,
is it just mostly all women?
It affects all ethnicities.
Yeah.
Yes, all ethnicities I see on a daily basis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, women that used to tend to dye their hair a lot, maybe from a younger age, like nowadays girls I've seen that they start dyeing their hair from like a way young age, perhaps middle school, 12 years old. Do you think that doing this to your hair at such a young age, by the time that perhaps you're 40, can this affect also your hair and your scalp? Or does that have nothing to do with it?
It can, yes. That can definitely be a possibility from what we call chemical alopecia or extreme chemical damage over a period of time. That can definitely affect both your hair as well as your scalp.
Okay. Well, Ms. Emerson, before, I would like to know if you would be able to receive a caller. Is that okay?
Yes.
Have a caller in the line. All right, perfect. Okay, Ms. Debbie, can you bring the caller in, please? Hello?
The caller is on.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I have a problem with my scalp.
Yes.
Now, I'm also over 60, and I take a lot of medication.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've been told, that my scalp is open, I'm having hair loss. So I'm trying to use protein. Is that the best way to go?
It depends on what form of hair loss you have. Is it thinning? Is it breaking? Is it shedding? Is it patchy?
I would say shedding.
It's shedding
when
more.
I brush, yeah.
Okay, there could be so many contributing factors to that. And since do you live in the Florida area?
No, I don't.
Okay, what part of the country are you calling?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay, I would suggest for you to consider one of my microscopic analyses.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you can actually mail me some of your hair strands, and I can analyze it for you under my microscope.
Uh-huh.
And then I would send you a report of my findings.
Oh, okay. That would be reasonable.
Yes, ma'am. So you can look on my website, and
that
is www.hairandscalpessentials.com.
Oh, essentials. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. .com. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
I need this badly.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. You've been very fruitful.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So thank you very much for that. I had no idea you did that. So people, if anybody wants to consult you and they're out of your area, they can send their hair samples to you.
Yes, that's something.
Okay.
That's another service that I offer. They'll mail me 10 strands of their hair, and these are not hair strands that they pull out. These are actually loose strands that may be in their comb or hairbrush.
Okay.
And they will mail that to me. I do have a fee for that, which is $150.
Mm-hmm.
And I will analyze it under my tricoloscope, and I will write up a report and send it to them with my findings and then make a recommendation.
Okay. So the $150 includes your research plus whatever your findings are.
A report.
Correct?
Yes.
From the report. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's very good. It's, mm-hmm. Honestly, it's probably the same or even cheaper than going to a doctor, personally. So, yeah. Very good. All right, Ms. Emerson. I'd like to thank you very much for being on my show. Before we go, can you please repeat your website and perhaps if you have a contact number or a Facebook page that people can check you out on?
Absolutely. My contact number is 817-265-8854. That's 817-265-8854. My website is www.hairandscalpessentials.com. That's www.hairandscalpessentials.com. And my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/DivaDoctor09.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Emerson. You have a good afternoon.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty, everyone. We'll be right back after these messages, or after a message from our sponsor.
Stanley from Jazzy Design Photography is your man for picture-perfect wedding albums, birthday parties, sweet 16s, portfolios, and all your special occasions. Call 305-748-5234 or email jazzbuff1210@aol.com today. That's 305-748-5234 or email jazzbuff1210@aol.com. Slideshows are also available.
Become a nail technician in just 4 months. Part-time evening classes Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Available at Kaizen Beauty Academy, 8405 Pines Boulevard, The Pines, Florida. Call 954-433-4442. That's Kaizen Beauty Academy, 8405 Pines Boulevard, Timber Pines, Florida, 954-433-4442.
Classic Cuts Barbershop. Classic Cuts Barbershop. 1808 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. Specializing in all types of styles for men, women, and boys. Haircuts, fading, eyebrow arching, design, hair coloring, and razor cuts. Call 305-405-6880. Call 305-405-6880. Classic Cuts.
Phone, told me that she
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio. You're on live with Sasha. And my next guest is teen fashionista and CEO of Young Hip Chick. Please welcome Tweety. Hello, Tweety.
Hi, Sasha.
Hey. How are you, girl?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. So, Tweety, teenage fashionista, where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia, PA.
Philadelphia, yes. I was going to say, but you know what? I want you to talk more than I hear. Tweety, tell me a little bit about yourself. Why do you consider yourself a teen fashionista?
I consider myself a teen fashionista because I know the who, what, when, where, and why of fashion. I'm a Philadelphia girl, 17, and I own a blog called Young Hip and Chic, which is a fashion, beauty, style, and girl power blog.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this blog?
I actually had a webisode before I started the blog. So I started the webisodes in 2008, and then I went on to blogging. I believe I was 13 when I started blogging.
Okay. And what was your inspiration in being a teen fashionista?
I was inspired after watching shows like TMZ and seeing celebrities without their undergarments and acting a fool. And I was like, these are the people that my sisters are looking up to. And I was like, I want to be a role model and express myself through fashion, beauty, style, and stuff like that so that girls can know that you can be a role model and be positive.
Okay. So you have a younger sisters, and I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure that you're a perfect role model for them, and I'm sure that they look up to you.
I hope so.
Well, you know, because I know I go through that with my little sister. Like, whatever it is that we wear, they want to wear the same things. And, I mean,
right.
at the end of the day, they want to grow up to be like us, whether
right.
they say it or not. But, okay, so are you a designer as well? Do you design your own clothing?
I just actually started learning how to sew, which I'm excited about. So soon you'll be able to see my designs. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. So who is it that puts your outfits together then for, like, your red carpet events or for any events that you have to go to?
It depends on what kind of event it is. I style myself.
Okay.
My mom is my stylist. She's the one who puts together, you know, some of my hottest looks. And I also have a stylist named Gigi Sanchez who does a lot of my, like, red carpet looks.
Okay. And do you tend to style up people at your home as well, like maybe your mom and your sisters? Or
I'm sorry,
do you just do it for yourself? Oh, your sisters? Okay. Okay, and can you tell me a little bit about these webisodes that you told me that you said not too long ago?
Well, I started webisodes, which are like my fashion, I guess I would call it my fashion, you know, how to use my tutorials where I talked about like what fashion was. I did a show about vintage. I explained, you know, what vintage was. I did a show on emo fashion. I talked about, you know, what trends are emo, you know, where it came from and stuff like that.
Okay, and where can people check out these webisodes?
They can check them out at www.youtube.com/younghipchic.
Okay, and if anybody needed fashionista advice, perhaps a teenager, are they able to contact you, maybe if they had any doubts, especially now for prom, because I know you have a prom countdown blog. And and I know some girls really follow what the trends that you put out there, or the, you know, the what's hot and what's not, you know, or the
right.
stuff like that. So do people tend to come up to you as well, or maybe send you stuff or messages and perhaps in need of help of style trends or anything like that?
Yeah, all the time. I like it because it's good for me to give my advice on. I always say, you know, look into you, look into your culture, look into your personal style, but I'll give you, like, an outline of what I think is good. You know what I mean? I don't like to tell people what to wear. I like to give people ideas of what they can wear.
Okay. So, well, yeah, you know what? That's the most honest action statement that I've heard in people, you know, because, of course, you're not there to criticize somebody, you know,
right.
but you're there to, like, actually head them towards or gear them towards the, you know, what looks best on them or whatever their flavor in clothing is. That's right. So
exactly.
What made you want to do a prom blog, you know, the what to do's and not of prom?
I started the YC prom countdown after seeing Googling the worst prom dresses, and it's crazy because there's so many bad prom dresses, it's ridiculous. I'm like, I want to show girls that you can look fabulous without, you know, having odd cuts and super low plunge lines and stuff like that. I wanted to show them that, you know, you can look classy while going to prom, and I also wanted to bring awareness to things like drunk driving and, you know, the bad things that can come with prom.
True. And what is your opinion in girls that go all out in prom and just make their parents waste hundreds and thousands of dollars in one night, you know?
Oh, my goodness. We just had a conversation about that on, you know, the show. And I was like, it's crazy for you to spend so much money on a prom that you could be saving your money for your education or, you know, your housing or whatever else you want to do. Why would you waste so much money on something that's one day? I know it's beautiful and all, but why would you want to spend so much money when you could spend $100 and get a beautiful dress and get the same combo?
That's true. I mean, and prom is just a couple of hours because I know in that after party, you're probably going to change into something else because
exactly.
you can't be with a gown for more than, like, 5 hours, I think.
Exactly.
So that's true. And, I mean, and it's not like a quinceañera or a sweet 16s either that you're, you know,
no.
you're throwing a
yeah.
party. So that's
yeah,
that makes sense. So, Trini, is there anything else that you'd like to tell you know my listeners about, maybe a little bit more about yourself and, you know, and about your fashionista, you know, fashionista styles or anything, or maybe perhaps any pointers that you should give out to girls? Maybe it's the season, you know, it's summer's coming up. Is there anything that you recommend girls or guys to be wearing? What are the colors of the season and stuff like that?
I'm sure. I know that some of the hot trends this summer would definitely be, you know, color blocking, because color blocking is a fun way to express your style, color. You'll be seeing a lot of, you know, bright colored shirts, bright colored jeans, and bright, you know, shoes and stuff like that. I know another trend, which is like the complete opposite of color blocking, would be the all white trend, which is like when you wear completely white and it's a way of looking fresh and clean. And you also have, you know, the maxi dress trends and the tribal dress. And I like them because they're long and elegant and makes you look leaner and also makes you look respectful.
Okay.
I also want to tell you know, the listeners that I'll be doing a show called Fashion Expression on Urban Expression, which is a show, you know, get catered to fashion, you know, urban fashion. So, you know, you can check that out on Telemundo.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right.
Nice. Okay, so that was my cue for to let you go. But I'd like everybody to know that Tweety is actually a co-worker. Well, we're actually co-hosts of one of our new upcoming shows called What Ghosts Think. So we'll be, you know, it'll be out there pretty soon for everybody to watch and hear our opinions about life. Okay,
yeah,
Tweety, so before we go.
Really good at it.
Oh, yeah. So before we go, can you please, you know, give us your blog website and your web those websites and stuff like that, and perhaps your Facebook page?
Okay, sure. You can check me out at www.younghipchic.orangesugar.com. That's my blog. You can follow me on Facebook. Just type in YC Fans. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Tweety Elitu, Tweety Elitu. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Tweety, I'd like to thank you very much for being on my show finally.
No problem. Thank you.
You take care and have a good afternoon.
You too. Goodbye, listeners. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, everyone. We'll be right back after a message from my sponsors.
Photographers, are you looking for a professional studio? NOPG Images, 7520 Northeast 4th Court in Midtown Miami, has a spacious professional studio equipped with lighting, makeup booths, and much more. Special rate, $250 for 4 hours. Reserve your space today at bookingnlpg.biz. That's bookingnlpg.biz.
Advertise your business with Positive Teen Magazine, a Miami-based quarterly beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens ages 13 and 19. Competitive and affordable rates. Full page, 125. Half page, 75. Call 786-271-7266. That's 786-271-7266. Advertise today, 786-271-7266.
Classic Cuts Barbershop. Classic Cuts Barbershop. 1808 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. Specializing in all types of styles for men, women, and boys. Haircuts, fading, eyebrow arching, design, hair coloring, and razor cuts. Call 305-405-6880. Call 305-405-6880. Classic Cuts.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to Positive Teen Talk. I hope you all enjoyed the show. Again, a special thanks to our sponsors, Positive Teen Magazine, It's a Glam Thing, Classic Cuts Barbershop, NLPGImages.com, Jazzy Designs Photography, Crown of Beauty Hair Salon, and Kaizen Beauty Academy. And a special guest to our, a special thanks to our special guest, President of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic, Dr. Linda Emerson, and Team Fashionista, CEO of Young Hip Cheek, Tweety.
If you'd like to keep up with Positive Teen Talk, make sure you like our Facebook page, Positive Teen Talk. Remember to tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. If you'd like to contact me, you may do so via Twitter or Facebook. That is follow or add Sasha Marina. I hope you all have a wonderful day and a great afternoon. You all take care. Bye-bye.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.